we are explaining the Mishnah that Moshe kibel Torah miSinai u'masar liYoshua, and why does it say kibel by Moshe and it says masar by Yoshua? So we said over from Rav Chaim Volozhiner, because the level of nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu was different than the nevuah of all the other Nevi'im, and therefore he didn't see things with any sort of dust or ashes on his glasses, and he was Mekabel Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him directly. And that's why he says, it says, Pel pe adaber bo, not just adaber a love, not just I speak to him, but adaber boy, that I speak to his neshama. And that was the level of the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, that's why it says by the other Nevi'im, Bamara Elav Esvada, and here it's not that way. Okay, now, Rav Chaim Volozhiner will now present two more reasons why it says the Lashon of Moshe Kibel Torah, and by the other, by everyone else, it doesn't say Moshe Kibel, it just says that he was Moiser. Okay? So, the second reason that he gives is similar to the first, and it's very, he brings a lot of Kabbalistic concepts in there. So, I'm not going to fully, you know, explain it, because I don't really fully understand it. So, I'm gonna, and also I don't understand fully why some of the concepts he brings in are relevant for his answer, to be honest with you. But basically, he says the following concept, that, here's where he says it. Where is it here? Okay. I don't know what this means, but he brings down from the Vilna Gaon the following. I'm just going to say it, and we'll go on to the third shot. But it's very deep, and he says the following. He says that all the power of all future Nevi'im, the power of all future Nevi'im came from Moshe Rabbeinu. We actually had it in this week's parsha, right? Immediately following the story over there. So it said that Eldad and Medad, Misnabim B'machne, that Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you take your koach of nevuah and pass it on, transfer it to all the other Nevi'im. The language that the pasuk uses, it says, Ve'atzalti min haruach. I will, atzalti min haruach is a very hard word. I will take from your spirit and give it to them. So what does that mean? He says, it's not like a physical taking, but it means it will be nimshach from you. It will continue from you, and they will get it from you. So in other words, Moshe Rabbeinu, because of his level of nevuah, was the source of all other prophecy in the future of Klal Yisrael. And then he says the following. Moshe Rabbeinu, because of his perfection in his neshama, Haya Moshe Yachol Kabbalas HaTorah Shishim Riboy Oisius. As we know, the Torah has basically, whatever this means, has about 600,000 letters, and there's a 600,000 neshamos in Klal Yisrael. Right? There's 600,000 neshamot in Klal Yisrael. Each neshama has its letter. B'chol ois neged echad miYisrael. Each person has his letter in the Torah, but who are kolul mikulam? But Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama had a piece of everybody's neshama in him. Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama represented the neshama of the Jewish people. Then he says, "V'lachein zacha Moshe dafka." That's why it was specifically Moshe Rabbeinu. And he says, "V'lakacha yoyochol lekabel haTorah." That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was able to accept the Torah. Ki rotzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu haya liten haTorah lechol echad rak ki hem lo yuchlu lekabla. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was able to accept the Torah on behalf of everybody. Mipas erkam rak Moshe yoyochol lekabla be'etzim. In other words, what he's saying is that Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama somehow had a piece of everybody's neshama in it. Moshe Rabbeinu represented the, not just an individual, but he represented the sum total of the Jewish people. So in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give the Torah to the Jewish people, he gave it to Moshe, and Moshe accepted it on behalf of everybody. And that came from the perfection of his neshama. And therefore, only Moshe Rabbeinu could have reached that level. No one else ever reached that level. However, they bring down on the bottom here that this concept comes from the Vilna Gaon, and the Vilna Gaon says, Shebechol dar vadar, ruchai shel Moshe mislavish b'tzadikim u'bali Torah. That the Vilna Gaon says that the concept of a Gadol Hadar is that somehow or other the Gadol Hadar has also the neshama of Moshe, which in the neshama of Moshe has in it the neshamas of all of Klal Yisrael. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. And he says that's why you find in the Gemara, is actually, if you're learning Daf Yomi, we had it like 2 days ago in the Daf Yomi, that one of the Tanoim was arguing with another one of the Tanoim. And that he argues back and says, Moshe, Shaper Kamet. He says, Moshe, I don't know what you're talking about. So Rashi says, Moshe, his name was Rav Hanina. Why is he calling him Moshe all of a sudden? So Rashi says there, because the minhag in Klal Yisrael was that you call the Gadol Hador Moshe. That's what the Gemara says. So the Vilna Gaon says that in a deeper level, this is what it means. That you call the Neshama Moshe because it means that he has the Neshama of all Klal Yisrael like Moshe Rabbeinu has as well. Okay. Revoisai, deep concept. A little hard for us to address fully and to understand fully. There is a then he says another explanation, and he says that the other explanation is because what causes a person, this is more of a Musar explanation. Now the other ones were more like Kabbalah explanations. This is a Musar explanation. He says the Musar explanation is that Moshe Rabbeinu, like we said before, he perfected his body, he perfected everything about him to the point that he had no negius, right? There was nothing in the physical world that was tempting him or pulling him or driving him. It was all about the emes. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu reached the level of being the highest level of an anav. He was the most humble person because he understood his mission 100% with emes. So there was never any kavod involved. There was never anything like that involved. So it was pure anava, right? In the sense that Moshe, it was all about him. So it was all about his mission as an Eved Hashem. So that was the biggest anava possible. So essentially, he says, the more that a person is able to be an anava, the more that they take themselves out of the equation, the more that when they accept everything, when they're accepting the teachings, they accept more because there's nothing else getting in the way. So he says that a student can accept everything from his Rebbe, right? But at the end of the day, the student feels a little bad that he doesn't have anything to add to it. So he's not really accepting 100% from the Rebbe. He accepts 99% from the Rebbe and then adds a little bit of his own flavor. Because what, I'm just going to be a tape recorder? I'm just going to tell my Talmidim what my Rebbe said. I got to add my flavor. So if my Rebbe said it this way, I'll add my mashal. I'll add my story. I'll add my gematria to it. There's something. Otherwise, what's the point of what I'm saying? Where do I come in? I'm just a tape recorder. My Rebbe said something and I'm, you know, I go to my students, press play, and now they're hearing it from my Rebbe. So it's not about me, you know? So when a person is not able to take themselves out of the equation, so automatically when they're giving it over, they're giving over what their Rebbe said, plus with their own flavor. Moshe Rabbeinu's level of anava, of humility, allowed him to say it exactly and receive everything that the Rebbe said, exactly how the Rebbe said it, without his own image in it, without thinking, oh, how do I understand it? You know, there's a famous story, a joke, that they used to say about Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik had four main students. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik is the one that taught the modern generation. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik is the one that taught the modern generation how to learn. Now, certainly in the yeshiva world, we follow the Reb Chaim Soloveitchik process of learning. So he had four major disciples. One of them was his son, the Briskarov. And the Briskarov was like analytical. You know, what's the foundation of what it's in? Then he had one, his name was Baruch Ber Leibowitz. Baruch Ber. So Baruch Ber, yeah, we love Baruch Ber. So Baruch Ber was the biggest Talmud. He just, this is what Reb Chaim said, you know. And then there was Reb Shimon Shkop, who was like a deep, thinker, like a philosopher, philosophical understanding. So they used to say that if Reb Chaim Soloveitchik would say that a table, this table was a cow. So the Briskarov would say, yeah, just like a cow, the way you're Konar cow, you pick it up, you make mashicha, you know, you could pay money for it. So a cow also has that similar, has you know, you could make a kinyan, has the din like a cow, has the halacha of a cow. And Reb Shimon Shkop would get philosophical and say, no, he's saying that just like the table has four legs, so the cow has four legs because you need four legs in order to move or whatever. And Reb Baruch Ber would go and milk the table. You know, the table. So the point is that when a Rebbe says something, so the you take it in your own perspective. So, but Moshe Rabbeinu is the only student, not that way. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he accepted it, because of his level of humility, he was able to accept 100% what Hashem told him. So Moshe kibel Torah miSinai. Moshe accepted exactly the Torah miSinai, exactly the way it was said. But when he gave it over to Yeshua, Yeshua didn't accept it exactly that way. Yeshua had a little bit of his own flavor. We're not saying bad about Yeshua. We're saying that Moshe Rabbeinu was an anav. Moshe Rabbeinu reached a level of humility that was unparalleled in history. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. But anyone else other than Moshe, so Moshe kibel Torah miSinai, but he was moiseret, but then that was it. He was moiseret. He gave it over, but they didn't accept it the way that he accepted it from Hashem because of his level of humility. That's the third pshat of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Okay? So, more or less, the third pshat is because of the humility of Moshe Rabbeinu. And he says, very interesting, in this, he says, you see this from the story of last week's parsha. Last week's parsha, it says that Eldad Umeidad, that Moshe Rabbeinu gave smicha to 70 zakenim. What's the smicha? I'm giving you over everything I have. Take my nevuah, take it. Now, two of the Nevi'im stayed behind. Eldad Umeidad, Misnabim Bamachaneh. And they're saying, we are on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. We can take over. We're on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Yeshua comes in, and Yeshua tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, these guys are acting up. Get rid of them. Right? I don't like this business. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, everyone should be like Hashem. Everyone should be like a Navi like me. So he says, Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, here you see the difference between Moshe and Yeshua. Moshe Rabbeinu says, look, it's not about me over here. Well, I gave over everything. Whatever I had, I gave exactly the way I got it. It's not about me. I'm an anav. It just went through me. So it's me and, you know, it just went through me. If they have it, they have it. Yeshua's getting all protective. No, it doesn't make sense. Why should they get it? You know, so Yeshua saw it a little bit from his own perspective. So there's a difference between Yeshua and Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's the difference between the Lashon of Kibel and Masar. So that he uses the story from this week's parasha to explain the difference in the Mishnah. That's Reb Chaim Volozhiner's third shot on this. And obviously, you know, we're not taking away from Yeshua, but we're just explaining the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, everybody?